Iran has categorically rejected claims by the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that Tehran was behind the attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. It lies at one end of a vital shipping lane through which hundreds of millions of dollars worth of oil pass. Within hours of the denial, the US military's Central Command released a video it claimed shows Iran's Revolutionary Guard removing an unexploded limpet mine from the side of one of the ships following the blasts. This was the Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt's response earlier today.
We are very worried about the situation in Iran because at the moment, both sides in this dispute think that the other side doesn't want war, and the risk you have is that then they do something provocative that leads to catastrophic consequences that weren't intended. And so it is a very dangerous situation.
The UN says the world cannot afford a major confrontation in the region, and many shipping owners feel the same way, with tensions in the Gulf of Oman approaching boiling point. It's near the Strait of Hormuz, which connects the Persian Gulf to the Arabian Sea. So how concerned are the owners and operators of the tankers that need safe passage through this key area? Commodore Jim Scorer, Secretary General of the International Federation of Shipmasters Associations, is in our Guildford studio. How much impact is this having on shipping there?
I think it's going to have a significant impact. This is something I haven't spoken to the ship owners yet, but this is something that they will be looking at very closely about where it is they're going to send their ships and what level of security that they are going to be able to get from the military forces in the region.
And how much, I mean, what's happening, for example, to things like insurance rates for ship operators working there?
I think that with the situation as it is, that undoubtedly the cost of all of insurance, the oil rates and everything is going to come up. So whoever is doing these attacks is perhaps doing it for a very specific reason.
How much disruption is it causing? Because the crews on those ships must be pretty concerned about their own safety as well.
Yes, they will be. And of course, it's not crews by flag states. These are international crews from all over the world. So it's a very concerning situation. And they're clearly going to have to look very closely at the evidence that is going to be gleaned from these attacks to see how it is going to affect the shipping in the region in the future.
And what advice, if any, are you getting or giving about sailing vessels in that area?
I think at the moment, the Norwegians in particular have given some advice not to go inside Iranian territorial waters, for instance. But the Straits of Hormuz is an international strait, and it's vital for the region to get oil in and out, and also all of the stores that they need. So we've got friendly military forces, I hope, in the area, and I hope that in the not too distant future we will hear something of how they are going to try and guarantee safety in the region.
And are you getting a sense of deja vu at all, sort of harking back to the days of the Gulf War, the early 1990s?
I think a little bit. I remember very, very much from my days in the Royal Navy and having to do convoying through the Straits of Hormuz in order to be able to guarantee or to try and give them as much safety as we possibly can and to protect them from these sophisticated attacks.
Commodore Jim Scorer, thank you.